This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions, heard each morning at this time. I'm Chris Witz. Good to be with you. But the old-time preacher and writer Charles Spurgeon loved to tell about his grandfather. His grandfather was a minister, very poor. And one day the cow that he owned had died and his 10 children without no milk. And his wife said, "Well, what are we going to do now?" "I cannot tell," he said, "but I know what God will do. We must have milk for the children and he will provide for us." Well, the next morning, a man brought Spurgeon's grandfather a gift of £20 from the minister's relief fund. And even though help had not been requested, it came. A few days before, the relief committee had divided the funds for distribution and an amount of £5 was left over. And one of the members of the committee said, "There's poor Mr. Spurgeon living down there in Essex. Suppose we send it to him." "We'd better make it 10," said the chairman, "and I'll give an extra 5," and that made it 15. Another man added 5 more pounds, and there it was, £20. These men knew nothing about Spurgeon's cow, but of course God knew all about it. Now that's an old story, a bit of an old-fashioned story, I guess. But we would say here, and it's still true today, that God is good. He was very good to Spurgeon and to his family. He provided, and in fact, God poured out his blessings on them in that time of need. And this story tells me that God is good. It's a simple enough statement, easy to say, God is good, but it's true. Many people have proved God to be good, even down to the smallest detail of their life. You might recall the Walt Disney cartoon movie called Johnny Appleseed. And in the movie, the main character Johnny sang a song. And these were the lyrics of the song. "The Lord is good to me, and I thank the Lord for giving me the things I need, the sun, the rain, and the apple seed. Oh, the Lord's been good to me, and every seed I sow will grow into a tree, and someday there'll be apples there for everyone in the world to share. Here am I neath the blue sky, doing as I please, singing with my feathered friends, humming with the bees. I wake up every day as happy as I can, because I know that with his care, my apple trees, they will still be there. The Lord's been good to me." Now, this movie, Johnny Appleseed, is based on the life of John Chapman, a man who went around the country planting apple seeds so that the trees could grow and people would be able to eat, obviously, the fruit trees later on. But the main point I think that's worth thinking over again are those words, "The Lord is good to me." How often have you said that? Have you ever stopped to consider how good the Lord is to you? Every day that you're alive is a gift from him. It's a day full of promise. And it's a day full of great potential because our Creator God has actually given us this day. Now think for a moment, if maybe you're at work right now, you have a job. God has provided that employment for you. There are many people today who are not employed. It applies as you go grocery shopping or you walk through the department store buying what you need. You might have a car to drive, a house to live in, a bed to sleep in. All of these things are yours that have come from God, and they should make us grateful. Yes, there are days when we don't feel like being grateful for his goodness. Nothing goes right. The day is not full of promise or joy, and we wish we'd never got out of bed. In spite of these things, we need to remember that every day, regardless of what happens, the day is a brand new gift. It should be opened with loving care. The day will continue as other days do, even if you're not happy about it. Time doesn't stop just because you want it to. It continues. So why not try to make the best of each day? Because Psalm 31:19 says, "How wonderful are the good things that you keep for those who honour you. Everyone knows how good you are, how securely you protect those who trust you." That was a prayer from the psalmist. And another well-known verse from Psalm 136, verse 1, "Give thanks to the Lord because he is good. His love is eternal." And in fact, if you read the whole of that psalm, the whole of Psalm 136, you'll discover more about the goodness of the Lord. Well, Heavenly Father, you look at us rushing here, rushing there. And Lord, sometimes you want to say, stop. We need to stop. We need to breathe in your love and peace and walk under the shadow of your hand. May that be so, Lord. And we thank you for your goodness. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.